Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray part of a prayer from yesterday's worship. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Amen. Have you ever watched a TV show or a movie knowing at least a little bit about the outcome at the end, that everything would be okay? Maybe you've seen that movie two or three times, so you knew what was going to happen. Gives you a sense of security and hope as you are watching through the bad and almost impossible storyline. Or maybe you're one of those people who likes to read the last chapter of the book before you start at the beginning. I'm not one of those. I've never done that, but I've heard of people who do. They know the ending before they begin. But it's like watching a movie second time, or after reading the book, watching the movie, or reading a novel for the second or third time. You have the ending in mind as you are reading through the plot and development of the story. It helps you see things differently, things that you would otherwise not catch or observe. In a very real way, that's what's happening here in our text. God gives us a glimpse of the end, the final outcome, for us, for the church, yes, for God's enemies as well, for all of creation. He gives us this glimpse to help us, to comfort us, to strengthen us as we are still going through, living out the details of the story. We get to read the back of the book, the final chapter, and we win. God wins the battle, and we, the church, share in that victory. The picture we get a glimpse of is a wedding, but the description is not exactly what we would have expected. It's not like the weddings at the end of the Disney princess movies, or even what we see elsewhere in Scripture describing the marriage feast of the Lamb. For example, Paul in Ephesians 5 describes how Jesus loves the church, his bride, so that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and blameless. The picture that brings to my mind, at least, is of a wedding, a royal wedding. Now, Alvina and I have two sons, so as they were younger, we did the Disney stories about Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. Now we have two granddaughters, so I'm learning all about the princesses and the princess weddings. Revelation 21 describes the church triumphant as the bride, the wife of the Lamb, but the picture's not of a royal princess. Instead, it's a royal city. Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. Beautiful, brilliant, magnificent. And the Old Testament people are included in that picture as the gates each have a name of a son of Israel. And the New Testament people are included in that picture as the foundation stones. Each has the name of one of the 12 apostles. And so we're in that picture as well. It's an enormous city, a perfect cube, as wide as it is long, but also as high. It has no temple, for God and the Lamb are its temple, the focus and center of all worship, really, of everything. It has no sun or moon, for the Lamb is its lamp, and the glory and splendor of God shine brightly. And it's always daytime. There shall be no night. The metaphors stretch our imagination. The glory and wonder of eternity with Jesus is beyond what words can express. It's beyond what our minds can comprehend. But we get a glimpse. We are the church militant now, and we get bogged down in our own storylines. We're tempted, and sometimes we fall. We get discouraged. Sometimes we feel like giving up. But this glimpse of the wedding feast, the last chapter of the book, this glimpse gives us encouragement. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, written with the very blood of Jesus, which he sacrificed for us on that cross when he died for us. And we have the assurance that we are his, marked with that very cross. He has put his name upon us in baptism, and we belong to him. By his grace, through faith in Jesus, we cling to his promises. And this glimpse of the end gives us hope and encouragement when times are tough, when we get discouraged, when things look hopeless. The Disney princess weddings usually end with the line, "And they lived." Yeah, you've seen the movies too. Do you ever wonder how happy they really will be as they face the realities of life, the conflicts that are to be resolved in a relationship, any relationship, the children to raise, the disappointments to face, the effects of sin that sin has on our lives as we live in a fallen world? But this glimpse of the bride of Christ does assure us that we will live happily ever after. For we will have eternity to celebrate this royal wedding. May this glimpse of our future give you hope and encouragement now in Jesus, the one who is at work within us, the author and perfecter of our faith. Amen. In the peace of God, beyond all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.